sheet. Bumtziat Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth line from the top of them. Omar Shmuel. Hayman di gozel tchvitz di tam. If somebody guzzles a bunch of dates, dates, you know, in on a string, let's say, tchvitz di tam. Mechavre. V'iz bo chamshim tam. And it has, that string has 50 dates. Agavadode mizabnen binun. That's like wholesale. So when you sell binun akechode, when you sell that string with dates or figs at once, so then you have to pay 49 putis. That's all. But suppose you sell them individually, then you'll have to pay 50 putis. In other words, so somebody guzzled a chvitzidi tamre, and it has two prices. A wholesale price is like a wholesale price, and a retail price. So according to the retail price, each date is worth a puti. According to the wholesale price, so each date is a little less than a puti. So, chode chode mizdabim binut lehediet mishalim chamishim nakechod. So, if he guzzled from hediet, the guzzling has to pay 49, the wholesale price. But hegdesh mishalim chamishim v'chamshay. But by hegdesh, so he's mila b'hegdesh, so he has to pay keren chemesh. So the keren and the chemesh has to pay on the basis of the retail price. So that's the aloch. Why? Because gazlan, so in other words, since wholesale, one could get it wholesale for 49. So mele is a gazlan 49. He gazlan 49. But by mile behegdesh, it's based upon the anoi. So since according to one price it's 50, so mele the hanoi is a 50. Anyway, we see such a thing that there are certain commodities that have two prices, a wholesale price and a retail price. We see that both prices attach to the commodity. You see, we got ahead yet. So the criterion is the wholesale price, and the Gabi Hegdesh, the criterion is the retail price. So here too, there is a present price and there is a future price. So it's not future price attaches right now to the piece of land. In Tishrei, it has a value of 200 zuz. Because regularly, year after year, in Nissan, people pay for it 200 zuz, so in Tishrei it has a value of 200 zuz. So in other words, so there's the aloha. In other words, we have two alohas in Matan Zani. One schus is vested in a real oni, who is an oni on a permanent level. So then he can take even, with one time, he can take even 11 zuz. And then there is another schus of Balabai, so even mocking, that if generally is a rich man, a millionaire, but temporarily is an oni, so then he has his schus to sustain himself, not to take elef zuz bivasach, just to sustain himself. So here, this person who owns a piece of land, now it's Tishrei, but in Nissan it's worth 200 zuz, so that means from the perspective of the future price is an osh, from the perspective of the present price is an oni. So mele, what aloha do we apply to him? The same aloha that we apply to an oshia who temporarily is an oni. So he's an oshia real. On a permanent level, he's to be considered an oshia. Because right now is an ocean. Because it attaches to the piece of land right now, just as the retail price and the wholesale price attaches to the commodity right now. And it doesn't make any difference whether the person who has it is a wholesaler or a retail seller. It doesn't make any difference. Because it attaches, it has two values. So here too, this piece of land in Tishrei has two values. One value from the perspective of the future price, so it's an ocean. And one value from the perspective of the present price is an oni. So what kind of din does he have? Like balabai, so even mokim and mokim. He cannot take our views. So what's the bearing? So Abai said in a similar way he can explain the apparent conflict between the two halachas. On one hand, there is a cause of meitav shadei or meitav kami yishal. He has to pay out of the best. On the other hand, there is a cause of yoshiv rabbi shove kesev afil subin. So it can be explained on the basis of this principle. What is the principle that we can deduce from this braise? That when a piece of land regularly sells for 200 zuz in Nisan and 100 zuz in Tishrei, so then the future price attaches as to the piece of land even in Tishrei. So with that concept we can explain this apparent conflict. So he says, Vohanamit, Gabinizok in Dinibidis. So he has this chus to collect from Idias the music. Viomali Havli Beinest Veipote. Suppose the Nizek tells the Mazik, I'm entitled to collect from Eitav, but after all, you owe me an X amount of money. You owe me $50. I prefer to take more land from your Beinest than less land from the Idiots. I prefer it that way. So then, if the Nizek says that's the Mazik, Omalei, so the Mazik says to the Nizek, Ishakles ki dinor, shkel ki dehashte, viloi shkoil ki yukra dil kamei. Now let's see the Rashi. Vachanami gabe nizok, nami bhoch mitar zikroye, kegen yeme nisin yachraret, uv yeme di tishre zu, vihizik bitishre shovemon, ובו ליג ויסמונה מקרקויס המזיק ודיני ביידיס כתחסיב מיטח. So if the Nizek says he wants Spanish, then the Mazik can tell him there's a gzeros hakosuf of Yoshif the Rabbi Shove Kesef Afilu Suvin. So Shkeil Kizul Dehasht, if you insist upon your right to take from Midias, then you have to take at a present price. After all, this piece of land has two prices, two values. It has from a value from the perspective of the present price. So it's 100 zuz. And then from the perspective of us, so it's 200 zuz. So if you want to take, if you insist upon meta, fine. So take it at the present price. That's your zuz. But if you want something, business, so then you have to take it at a future price. So what kind of bearing does Rabbi's explanation of the price have here? From Rabbi's explanation of the price, we can deduce one principle, that the future price that regularly affects a piece of land attaches to the piece of land even at present. That's the principle that we can deduce from Rabbi's explanation of the price. So Mimele, that's why if it is attaches to the piece of land right now, so Mimele Mazik can say, you insist upon bayoness, take the bayoness, but at the future price. It's not a gzele, but because the future price is also determines the value. But ordinarily, you are entitled to collect it at the present price, but only if you insist upon your ordinary rights to collect it from Eitav. But if you insist that I should pay you with bayoness, So then I insist that you should take it at the future price. Skelbs vi amal in ze kavlin bin es ge hashte tvei pote in my de boys le mesel vidies lo motsle mich feye alomli mazik i shakles vidies ge din och skel ge hashte vi loish ka shakum bin vi loish ken bin ge kel kamay o loch os yoshif le rabbi subin di boyle mishkal nizek subim ki yesh yesh le karke somoch le se bin shel mazik vi nichale why should in in Lisbeni shal mazik v'nicha lebei shok shkoli ki yukhadil kamei. In other words, Rashi explains it. After all, it seemed very strange. In other words, if he had insisted upon Meitav, then he couldn't tell him, well, I want you to take it ki yukhadil kamei, even though the future price attaches to the piece of land right now. But he has his chus to take it, at to collect it, to be gave the present price. So, but if he wants to collect it from Benes, which is less advantageous than if he collected it from Eitav, then the Nizek, the Mazik, has a right to tell him, you gave it, you gave it at the future price. It's not Mistaba. So Rashi points out, it's not that Abaye said that arbitrarily the Mazik can tell it. Chas v'sholom, arbitrarily not. So then it's just like it's acting in a very devious way. It's not fair and it's not just. I mean, but if for a good reason he tells him that, because the Beinenes, is Rashi says, In other words, since it is of great value, of special value for the Nizek, for the Nizek to be given the karke from the Beinus, because the Nizek has an adjoining field to the Beinus field of the Mazik, but he doesn't have an adjoining field to the idiot's field of the Mazik. So Mamela, that means in effect that the Nizek is trying to get something special, as if he had been trying to collect more than the Hezek. What difference does it make whether it's more than the Hezek or it has a special advantage? As a matter of fact, the average person would pay an extra price in order to have the field adjoining another field. It has a special subjective value. It doesn't have a special objective value, but it has a special objective value. So in other words, true that the sode that the Nizek wants to collect from happens to be inferior to the sode that he could collect from, but under the circumstances it has a greater subjective value to him, because the Beinus field of the Mazik adjoins his field. He'll be able to use the two fields together. So it has a special value. So it's like the Nizek saying, I'm entitled only to $50, but I want $60. I want a piece of land of $60. It's not $60, because objectively it's only worth $50, but subjectively it is worth $60, maybe $80, maybe $100, you know, subjectively. So Mimele, that's why the Mazik has a right to say, you want something special. You want to be given not just the $50 that I owe you. You want to be given something that has a subjective value of $100. All right? So then you have to take it at the future price. So it makes sense, you see. Otherwise, I mean, why should he be able to say that? ולהוכה עושה יושב לרבי סוגן דיבוי למשכון איזה כסובית כגן שיש לי קרקע סומך לאיסה בן ישון מזיק וניחה לבי אישוק לי כי יקוד לקמי. So why does he have the right? Without that price he couldn't have that right. I mean, can you tell him you collected not according to its value? He can only tell him you collected according to its value. But the yukad kamei is also a value of the, but ordinarily he's entitled to collect it at the present price, not at the future price. But when he wants something that is of special subjective value to the nizek, then the mazik has this rules. You want to be gave it from something that has a higher value than what you could collect, because the sode bainanis of mine is adjoins your sode, so you want to collect more than what you are entitled to collect. So you have to make a certain concession to me too. In other words, you have to collect it at a future price. Uloch yistich labaye dehoshav kesef ubinis uloch yistich labaye lukme beoche kedamrinon di seife liyakya benisim mishum diein seife liyakya kolomai ose pshite di boyin nizek lemishkal subin shokl bakocho shalmazik shafilu biidyes yofi keichei kolshkin bibeninis. Now here Rashi says something that on the surface it might appear to be a double portion, but it's not such a double portion. So Rashi says, "Ulhoch yisrich la bay leik bebihoche kedamor di sefer Yaakov nisin mishum di ein sefer Yaakov." Suppose it is ein sefer Yaakov, and in nisin it will also be worth 100 zuz. So kolim ayose pshite di boil nizek l'mishkol subin shokil bal kocho shal mazik shafilu biidyes yofi keichei kolshkin bibenis el hoche ose kolim ima di yoshiv leishove kesef ki yukred l'kambi. So Rashi says that if it's ein seifel yakeya, so pshite di boil nizek l'mishkol subin shokil bal kocho, and Rashi is saying it now before the Gemara came to the conclusion that mitaltelin, so everything is made, because that's the final teres of the Gemara. So right now the Gemara didn't even know that mitaltelin, everything is made of. Subin is also made of. So right now the Gemara assumed that even mitaltelin, Subin is not made of. And still Rashi says that even Subin is not made of, and the nizek is entitled to meitav, but if the nizek insists upon ziburyes, right now the Gemara assumed, according to maskone of the Gemara, so he says, kol mila meitavu. But right now the Gemara did not come to that conclusion that kol mila meitavu. So right now the Gemara is acting on the presumption that Subin is Iburius. Is Iburius. Still, Rashi says that if the Nizek would say to the Mazik, I want to collect from Subin, then the Mazik cannot refuse. The Mazik cannot tell him, well, I want to keep the Subin for myself. So Rashi says, no, because since he has his chus to collect the best, so yes, b'chol mosayim money, he can insist on the worst too. That's what Rashi says. It's not such a dvar poshut. The shita of the Rosh is not like that. The shita of the Rosh is, of course, the Ramah in Simin Kuv Beis, the two mentions is chilek and Rosh. The Amshul Shleim is chilek and Rosh, but the Ramah is chilek and Rosh. And the Rosh says, mentions a big chidesh, that according to the Rosh, Nizek is entitled to collect from Idyes. Suppose the Nizek sell the Mazik, I am entitled to collect Idyes, but I want Ziburyes. So the Mazik can tell him, never mind, you want Ziburyes. I want to keep the Ziburyes for myself. Why? I don't have to explain to you. There's the Shita of the Rosh. And here, because he said already to him, if you want to take the Mazik tells the Nizek, if you want to take the bitterness, so then you have to take Yukadu Kamei. So that means that he really is not interested in keeping the bitterness for himself. So Mele, he cannot refuse to give him, so he just Midas Deim. I mean, he's trying, you know, to exploit him. Yeah, but if he hadn't indicated that he's ready, that he's ready to give up his bitterness, so then when the Nizek says to the Mazik, I want to collect from bitterness, from Ziborius, the Mazik can say, I want to keep the bitterness and Ziborius for myself. Why? It doesn't have to make sense to you. I have a sentimental attachment to the Ziborius. The Ziborius, whatever reason, I mean, because my grandfather bought it, so it has special value to me. It doesn't have to make sense to you. But in this case, since he already indicated his readiness to give him the bainness, as long as he'll be able to give him so we see that he's not really interested. He's just deceiving. He's using double talk. So, but if there is no indication that he really wants to keep the Ziburius for himself, so then he can refuse. He can say, I don't want to give you Ziburius. Yes, I can't help it. You're entitled. But you're not entitled to Ziburius, so Mimele, I want to keep Ziburius for himself. The Rama, the tool in Simen Kuf Beis, mentions the Rama is Chilik, and the Roshit, which is a big Chiddush, the Roshit. The Yam Shishleime is also Chilik and the Roshit. I think that from Rashi it's Mashma that he agrees with the Shit of the Rama, because Rashi says, the Mishumdi in Sefer Yaker called my Ose Pshite the boy Nizek Lemishkol Subi. And right now the Gemara did not know yet of this, of the conclusion that Mitalkali everything is made up. So that means that according to the premise of the Gemara right now, Subin is not made up. Subin is a boyes. And even if the Gemara had known of that masculine, still, the Rosh says the same thing is true if, let's say, that the Nizek wants to take this other of Idyas. So the Mazik does not have to give it to him. He says, this other I want to keep for myself. So Mimele, even if the Gemara had known of the Maskone, the Gemara did not, because that's the Maskone of the Gemara, but even if the Gemara had known of the Maskone that Mitalkalin, everything is made up, but how can he force him to take this made up? Then the Mazik has a right to say, no, I'll give you the other made up. And the Rosh spells it out explicitly. The same thing applies to the case of two made ups. To two made ups. The answer Shlomi is Chilik, even in regard to two made up, to two Sodidias. So the Rosh says, if the Nizek wants EDS A, and the Mazi can tell him, no, you're not getting EDS A. EDS A, I want to keep it myself. You'll get EDS B. So the Yam Shoim is Chilek, and he says, no, if he has a right to EDS, so he has a right to insist, I want EDS A, not EDS B. So from Rashi, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Shita of the Rama and the Shita of the Yam Shoim. So, because Rashi says, "Mishundi in Sefer Liakir, call him Iose Pshite, the boy in Nizek Lemishkal Subin Shogobal Kocho, Shalmazik, Shafilu Bidias Yofakeche, Kosh Mibenis, El Hoche Ose, call him Ema, the Yoshev Lishov Kesef, Kiyukarikame." So, this is how Abaye tried to reconcile the two psuki.
There's no sport of being colic between the Nizek having a right to mon, which specific are placed in the Idias, or to mon.
There is a svar, then Nachos David discussed it. Yeah, there is a svar. But anyway, from Rashi it's Raya, because the truth is, I just mentioned it, but the truth is that right now the Gemara did not as yet know of the Maskon of the Gemara. I just mentioned it, you know. But the MS is that right now the Gemara was acting on the presumption that Subin is not idiot.
Yeah, I understand, but maybe what Rashi is saying is that the Nizek only has the right to demand Ziburius or Beninus over Idius, but let's say in regard to five different karkoyas of Idius.
But the Rosh says both halachas, you see. The Rosh says both halachas. Then Nachlas David discusses it. If you are chilik and the Rosh in regard to one case, do you have to be chilik and the Rosh in regard to the other case? But here we definitely see that since the Gemara so far was presuming that Tzubin is a boy, yes, and still Rashi says that the Nizek has a right to say, I don't want it, yes, I want Tzubin. So that means he's chilik and the Rosh. Yes. The Mazik can say no matter what, as long as the no matter what makes sense to him. It doesn't have to make sense to us. But if he indicated his, like in this Gemara, his willingness to give him the bainness, keep it tamei, so then we say he's applying double talk, you know.
We don't listen to the
Mazik. That's right. All right. So Maskifla, Ravacha Bayakov, in Kain, Uraito, Keichon, Shalni, Zokin, Eisel, Bainness, Visibur, yes, the Rachmone, Oma, Meitan, the Atamretten, Bain, Visibur, yes, Namale. It's not Mistaber that the Nizek, that the Mazik should have a schus to tell the Nizek, if you want something else, so then you have to take it at the future price of the piece of land. After all, that we see that the Torah was gave special schusim to the Nizek, that he can insist upon the best. So it's not mistaber that the Mazik should be able to impose upon the Nizek that if he wants to collect from the Beinoness, he should be forced to take it. Ki yukad kamei. Rachmona amar meita v'adam v'tn bini z'buris namale elo amar avach b'yat yikali d'nuye li balchiv midamim. So you couldn't answer the kashi how to reconcile the two apparently conflicting psukim, a posik that says meita and a posik that says afil subit, but you could apply it to ibal chayv. So you want to answer that kash? So he says isha elayikalid muye libal chayv midamnule bal chayv dine bibeinnes viom alei havli ziburis tvei pote omalei ishapas kidinoch shkel kide hashte vilo ishkel ki yukhadil kamei ki yukhadil kamei. So there you could apply the lomdes of Rabbi. In other words, what's the lomdes of Rabbi? That the future price attaches, the future price of Nissen attaches to the piece of land in Tisha. Since it's regularly like that, so it attaches. So we could apply this principle to the case of Balchev. Balchev is entitled to collect from the Beinus. Suppose the Balchev prefers to take the Zibuyas because the Zibuyas field of the Leve happens to be contiguous with his field. So then the Leve can tell him, if you want to take Beinus, all right, take it at the present price, that's your right. But if you want to take the Zibuyas, because that has a special value for you, because it adjoins your field, so then you have to pay a price for it. What kind of a price you have to pay? You have to take it at the future price.
You can say that's
what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said. Maskifle Rav Acha Bar Ravike in Kein no alto delas bifnilov. The Omale Ila Havili Zuse have a shakle ki the hashti Zuse Gaboch Eshko ki Yukredu Kamei. Now there is a long Tnei Yeshua here on this Gemara. In other words, here you see when Abaye applied the concept of the Braise of Nisan and Tishre to Nizek, so then Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was Deichet on the basis of a rat of kirchon shall be zocken is albanian visibulis. The Rachmon Oma, Maitaf, Viat Amret, Nubanian visibulis namely. But when the Ravacha by Yaakov applies the principle mentioned by Rabbi in the Mi, in the Braise of Hoyle Botim, Sodis, Chomim, so the then to Balcheiv, so Rav Achba Yaakov, so doesn't say im kein hoy reiter kechon shabachiv. He doesn't say reiter kechon shabachiv, but he says something else, because im kein no alto delis b'nulav. But otherwise we couldn't be deiche Rav Achba Yaakov's svar. But only because of Na'alto Delis Bin Ulof. So then the Pnei Yeshua, I mean, that's not difficult. Because Ligabe Nizek, since there is Aloha, the Torah was Makpit. And Meitav, so we see that the Torah gave the Nizek every schus against the mask. You see, the Torah was Makpit, that the Nizek can insist upon Meitav, the best. So we see that the Torah was makpid to enhance the rights of the nizek. So since the Torah was makpid to enhance the rights of the nizek, it's not mistaber that the mazik should be able to take advantage of the nizek and say, you want something that has a special subjective value, so you have to take it. You could come in, but vis-a-vis balchev, there is no aloche of that the Torah was makpid in enhancing the rights of Balchev, because the Torah did not enhance. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says Rav Chisda says the Ule says Vatira Balchev is a voice. And the whole reason as to why Balchev is given bainness is because so the Torah was not at all a makpit in enhancing the rights of Balchev. So Mele the Gemara, so Ravache couldn't be deiche the svore of Ravache by Yaakov on the basis im kein rato kechon shabalchev. It's as a boys. Ligabe Nizek, where the Torah was makpit. Where the Torah was makpit, that to enhance the rights of the Nizek, for I, the Torah says, a Nizek is given from the best. Some mele, it's a good kashe. But Ligabe Balchev, where the Torah, on the contrary, did not invest with so many schus in the Balchev. He's entitled to collect only from the Zeboyas, and only because of it, Hakones Chachomim, or Tilz of Lovim, some mele, if not for the time that this too will be nailed as Lovim, so then there is nothing wrong in the Svore of Ravache Bayakev. That seems poshut. So, in other words, so it seems, the Pashtus of the Gemara seems that this Gemara goes according to the Mandoma that Dvar Torah Balchev Biziburis. Still, the Pnei Yeshua is Sikash. According to Ule's Din, that Balchev is Dine Biziburis, and but it's a Takonis Chachom, because of Shultunadim's love, that Balchev can collect from the Beinness, some Mele. Why shouldn't the Nizek be able? Why shouldn't the Malve say to the Leve, listen, Havli Zibuyas Tveipot? After all, since Midaraisi. So I am only entitled to collect from the boys. But the Chachomim or Misakin improved my rights. They enhanced my rights. So Mele, I'm waving. Just as a woman can say in Nizunis Venez, since the Takone was made litivoso, so she can waive it. So here too, the Takone by the Chachomim that I can collect from Benes was litivosi, to protect my interest. So I'm giving it up. I'm waiving. So why does Rav Acha Breit Ravike say in Kinal to tell us bin love? But Yefshe B'takonis Chachom. So Mimele, the Pnei Yeshua says something very strange. Very strange. And he says that actually, you know, yesterday I was looking for the Mandoma who says, Alibed Emes, that the Balchiv is Dinibidius. Midrash. I was looking, I didn't find it. I was looking.
There is a man, the Omer?
Yeah. Because the Gemara doesn't spell it out explicitly, that there is such a man. V'chi teime, the first line, the Zainum Dalek. V'chi teime, Shavar Abakive, Kol Balchiv, Namibidis. Kol Balchiv, Namibidis. So I said, there is such a man, Dama. And I had the right impression. And then I looked in the Gemara and Anzokin, but I didn't look through the whole Gemara, so I didn't find it yesterday. But it is, Rav Shimon is that mandama. But it's not so poshut. Let's see the Gemara in it. Now the Mishneh Daf Memches Amud Beis says Hanzokin Shomu Abidius Ubalchei Dibeinus Uksuasisha Bizuborius. And then the Mishneh says many things Mipnei Tikkun Eilam. So it's Mashma that Tikkun Eilam relates to the first din also Hanzokin Shomu Abidius. So the Gemara has the Kashe. And the Tikkun Eilam, the Raisi, the Chassid, made of Sedeo, made of Kami Yishal. Made of Kami Yishal. All right. So then, one second. So then, so the Gemara, gives one teretz that this Mishneh represents the view of Rabbi Yishmael. So, who says the Nizek Shamin? So Midrash says Benizek Shaminon, but Rabbi Shmuel is made it that Midrabonon is Bemazek Shaminon. So the Meila, the Mishnah says, Hanzokin Shomul and Bidius, Tikkun Eilam, a little bit of Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel is only Chilik and Rabbi Akiva on the Reis level, but on the Rabbonon level, Rabbi Shmuel is made it that if the Ziburius of the Mazik is as good as the Idius of the Nizek, so he still is, and he has Idias, so on the Rabbon level, Rabbi Shmuel is made it, that he can insist upon the Idias. So Mele, that's the Mishneh calls with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. That's one time. Then Rabino Amar, and Tesam and Beis, the fourth line from the top, Leilo Mas Nisan Rabbi Akivei, the Omar, Midraise, Bidi Mazek Shamina. But then you ask, so I'm from Tikkun Eilam, so is the Reis Tikkun Eilam implies is the Rabbanon for Reb Shimoni, the Dorish Taime Dikro, because Reb Shimon is Dorish Taime Dikro. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mid Reis and Nizokin is Bidias in the Reis, but Dorish Taime Dikro. So the time of the Reis itself is because of Tikkun Eilam. The Dorish Taime Dikro Matam Koma Matam and Nizokin Shamul Bidias in Tikkun Eilam. Tanya Omar Reb Shimon, mitni ma Omra Nizokin Shamul Bidias, mitni Agazlonim, mitni Hamsonin, kidei sheyim arodom loma ani gezer loma ani chemeis, limocha bezn yirdin lichosai, vineitlin soden noe shali, viseimchin al mashikosov beteiro, meitav sodeo, meitav kama yishalot. Lificho Omra Nizokin Shamul Bidias, mitni ma Omru bal chiv bebenines, kidei sheli yire odom lachaveirei, Sode noe, vidire noe, vieimar ekpeits vialvenu, kidei sheikvenu bechaivei, lificho homru balchei bibenis. So now, one second, please. So the Rosh says that Rav Shimon, please, The Rosh says that Reb Shimon holds Balchev Midraise is entitled to collect Famidias. But the Chachomim are misaking that he should not collect Famidias. In other words, the Reb Shimon is really Kanules Aloche, Dvar Teiro Balchev Biziboyes. And he holds, on the contrary, that Dvar Teiro is entitled to collect Famidias. But Chachomim are misaking that he shouldn't collect Famidias because many an unscrupulous potential malve, he sees a certain person who sometimes needs a loan that he has idias, so he'll deliberately, you know, lend him money and then he'll grab it from him. So because of that, the Chachamim won't misakin that he should only be gave from business. But that's the Rosh Pshat in Reb Shimon. So in other words, according to the Rosh Pshat, the Rosh is in Bolakami, not in Gittin. I don't know it in Gittin, but the Rosh is in Bolakami. So this is how he explains Reb Shimon. So that means that even though in this Braise, Omar Tanya, Omar Reb Shimon, Nima Omran, Zokin, Shomul, and Bidias, Nipne Agazlon, Nipne Hamsoni, Kidishim, Arodom, Lomani, Gezel, Lomani, Chemes, Limoch, Bezn, Yedin, Hosai, Vinatin, Sodin, Noe, Shali, Visim, Ham, Mashikos, Betera, Made of Steel, Mitikam, Shalem, Lifiho, Homran, Zokin, Shomul, Bidias, Nima Omru, Balchevi, Benes, Kidishal, Yere, Odom, Havere, Sodin, Noe, Vidira, Noe, Viemar, Ekpates, Valveno. But even though, according to our Gilson and Gemore, so Reb Shimon, in respect to Nizokin, he uses the expression Nimaomru means, why did the Chachamim say? And in respect to Balchev, he uses the expression Nimaomru. But it's not the same thing. When Reb Shimon says Nimaomru in regard to Nizokin, so he means the Torah. Of course, the Chachamim, they tell us the Torah. But he means the Torah, not the Chacham. But when Reb Shimon uses the same expression, he doesn't mean the Torah. He means the Chachamim. Because the Rosh says that in the Torah, so a Balchev is entitled to collect from the Famidias. But the Chachamim are misaking. So the same expression of now it's a little strange. The same expression of Nima Omru that is used in connection with Nizokin, and there it means Nima Omru Chachomim, but it means the Torah, but in connection with Balchev, it means the Chachomim, Takonis Chachomim. But you'll see in the Teisves, read Tanya, on the margin, Tanya, Omer Abshim Nalozo. I think that the Rosh had the same girse as it is read, otherwise it would be strange. Where did he find in the memory of Reb Shimon that the Balchev is midraise is bidias, but takonis chachomim that bibenis? Where did he find? So the Gemara says the same Reb Shimon uses the Loshen Tnei Omru in regard to Nizokin too, and there it means because Reb Shimon is Dorosh Taimi Dikho, so maybe the Tnei Omru in connection with Balchev also because Dorosh Taimi Dikho. But so I think it's a hechech, it's a raya brure that the Rosh had the gears of it is a sreed. In other words, according to the gears of it is a sreed, so in connection with Nizokin, the Reb Shimon says, "Mitnimal omro teiro hanizokin shamliyis." In connection with Balchev, not mitnimal omro teiro, but mitnimal omro chacham. That I think it's a raya brura that the Rosh had the girsnis. Turn to the Rif in Anzokin, you'll see an altogether different girs. Der Rief, beginnen wir sagen, Tanje, Oma Rapschim Eloza, mit dem Maum Rotero, Hani Sokin, Schamon, Bidies, mit dem Gazlonim, Wacham Sonnen, Kedischer Jema Rodom, Kishima Rodom, als Limani Gizel, Chemis, Lumocha, Besen Jedlin, Chosai, Neton, Sonnen, Neue Schori, wie sehr man Schrott im Esdimmel, Gesham, Schamon, wie Ficho, Ham Rotero, Hani Sokin, Schamon, Bidies, und die Maum Rotero, Bauche, wie Venice. His girl say, the mom got here on board. So anyway, the whole premise that Rav Shimon holds that Balchid Midaraisi is giving ideas that the play Yeshua mentions and how you know a historian machlekes reshen, according to the Rosh, it is like that. But according to the Rav's girl say on the country, Rabbi Shimon is really canulas thing, because according to Ules, on Midaraisi, Balchev is only entitled the boys. Rabbi Shimon holds Venus, but not idiots. So why does the Gemara say, Vichitene Kosova Rabbi Akive, Balchev dine be yes? Not that there is such a mandama. You can say that there is such a, you can say it. So even if you assume that Rabbi Akive holds like that, but not that actually there is such a Tanne. So according to the Rif, there is no Tanne who holds that Midereise, a Balchev, is entitled to take from the Yis. There's no such Tanne. Rif and Rav Shimon, on the contrary, but Rav Shimon only holds that Midereise is given from Beinus. Whereas Ula says, Midereise is given only from the boys. But still the Pnei Yeshua, because of this Kashi, How does Rav Acha Brid Ravike? Deiche. How does Rav Acha Brid Ravike? How does Rav Acha Brid Ravike deiche? The memory of Rav Acha Bayakov, that if the Balchev says to the Levi, I want to be gave from your son as a boy, that is contiguous with my field, so then he can tell him. So he can tell him the Ishkel. So Rav Acha Bayakov said, he can say, it's the Mazid, the Levi can tell him, Ishakel Skinir Shkel, Kidashti, Viloy Shakel Kudel Kame. So Rav Acha Bayakov, Breid Ravike is Dechadet. And he says, because of now to tell his new oven. So the leave the malve cannot insist upon being given from the sodis boys. So the kashim Yeshua is, why can't he say Yefshitakonis Hachon? After all, Ule says that Midaraisa Ibalchev is the nebis boys. But litivosi the omisakein, in order to enhance my interest, the omisakein that I have a right to collect from the Ines. I'm waiving that right. Finished. So that Yeshua says, obviously, Rav Acha Brid Ravike, he holds like Rav Shimon. But couldn't say it according to the Rif. According to the Rif, you couldn't even say it because Rav Shimon doesn't say that Balchev is Dine Beidies. On the contrary, that Balchev is Dine Beines according to the Rosh Yos. But how about the kasha of Yeshetanus Chachamim? So Nachlas David gives a very simple terrors. It's a pele that the Kli Yeshua is that kasha, and because of that kasha, he mentions such a strange pshat that this Gemara goes according to Rav Shimon, who says Balchev Midaraisa is gave a lidius. As a matter of fact, he could still say it even according to the Rif. Because according to Aviv's gear say, so Midaraisi is entitled to Beinus. So Mele, he couldn't say Yefshim Takonis Chachon. He could still say, even according. Only thing is, he says, Rav Shimon holds that Midaraisi is gave a Beidies. According to the Rif, Midaraisi, Rav Shimon says, Midaraisi is gave a Beinus. But he could still say the same Teretz, even according to the Rif. But Nachlas David says it's no kash. The Yeshua's kash is no kash. what does the Gemara say? That the Nishe can say in Nizunes Veneis, since the Chachomim are misaki, that the Nishe has to do certain work for the husband in order for Litivaso, in order that the husband should have the burden of supporting her fully, so Mimele she can say, yes, I'm waving. The Chachomim only want Misakin Litivasi. I'm waving that right. It's a privilege. A privilege you can waive. A privilege, you know, many conservative rabbis years ago, now you don't have such funny conservative rabbis. But years ago, 40 years ago, they were so-called former conservative rabbis. And they were Keani. In Chicago, there was one, I don't want to mention his name. So, 40 years ago, I was told by Rabbonin, he was considered Fum, very Fum, but he was a Kayan. So how can I, but he wanted to be Mitamel Meisim. How can a Kayan be Mitamel Meisim? So he said, priesthood is a privilege. I'm waiving a privilege. So, but in respect to doing Meloche, that is it a connelitiv also. So Mimele, and it's a privilege that she has to be supported fully by the husband. She doesn't have to work, even if she has an opportunity to work, she doesn't have to. So Alpidin, she can waive the privilege. So but the Nachos David says, no, the halacha of Dvar Teira, Balchei B'Ziburyes, is not that Midraise he's entitled to collect from Ziburyes. Because how does Ule know that Dvar Teira Balchei B'Ziburyes? Shenema Bachit Stami, Voyish Asherat Onei Shebei, Yeitzi Lechas Avit Achutzo, Madarki Shalodom Lehitzi Lechutz Poche Shebekeli. Poche Shebekeli. In other words, So whatever he wants. So it's not that midraise. So he has to take the boys. Midraise, whatever he wants, he can give him. Whatever he wants, they can give him. So male, what?
Balchei,
midraise. So whatever the levy wants. But if he's meishit idyes, then is the raise the idyes. So here we cannot say because the raise is if the leve says you have to take bayonets. That's what Ravache Berit Ravike says. Ravache Berit Ravike says, "In kein alto delis b'fnei lovin." So what's the kashe? But let the malve say, "Yef shibitakonis chachomim." The answer is, "Yef shibitakonis chachomim." But here he can insist upon the deraise. What is the deraise? The deraise is pocha shibikilin. Pocha shibikilin doesn't mean the boy is dafke. Whatever the leve wants to pay, he wants to. Usually the leve wants to pay with pocha shibikilin. But if he wants to pay with idyes, so that's the deraise. So Mimela, how can he say Yefshi B'takonis Chachomi means that as a result of the Yefshi, so the deraise will be restored. But in this case, let's say by Nizenes and Eis, so if she says Yefshi B'takonis Chachomi, so the deraise is restored. So she doesn't have to do any work for the husband. But here, if she'll say Yefshi Dakonis Chachom, true, Yefshi Dakonis Chachom, so Mele the Raisa will be restored. What's the Raisa is that the Malve has to take whatever the Levi gives him, not ask any questions. He has to take, and here Ravache Berit Ravike says, so in other words, he wants to give him idias, so he has to take idias, but because of Nalta Dels Nuloven, so he says is there a Nachlas Dov here? You don't have to look for it.
No, I have. Yeah.
I didn't look up in Nachos David recently, but I remember it, you see. I just want to look up. Magmoris, thank you. ופיזה על כל חוך סוגיה דשמייטון, אז להליבה דאולה, דספירלי דמידראי סדינם בזיבוריס, ודולוי כעתנה ישוע, שרצה לפורי סוגיה דשמייטון, להליבה דרב שמן, דספירלי דמידראי סדינם בבלחי בידיס, וזה הנה, וביקה כשיוסי, מה שהכריחו למקן, that this סוגיה goes according to רב שמן. What forced him to say that? היינו משום ביקש עלי, איך אבסלק דייטר רבחה, the Ravach Hebrei, the Rav Yaakov, Ich habe es auch gedacht, the Ravach Hebrei, Yaakov, Lema, the Yuch, Lema, Balchev, Shkoy, Ziburias, Kichyuka, Dukamei, Litim, Lema, Lei, Lui, Nichol, Ibachta, Kant, so how could Ravach Hebrei, Yaakov, even have? Ich habe gedacht, and Ravach Hebrei, Ravike, because till then, but otherwise, he would agree with the Svar, Ravach Hebrei, Yaakov. How could Ravach Hebrei, Yaakov, even mention that Svar? Because that Shkil Ziburis ki yuka du kamei litin b'leim elei loy nich lebach ta konte itik no chazal iti vosi uchi dravune b'ksuves koleim ari efshi da konis chachom mekin zu shem lei nirad li kashe mide di oto mid reise dini b'ziburis daf kiruyo hoi alfin lei mikro di oi isha shat nei shebei vim ke nikrai alfuse mikro hu di talye b'rosna lei the leiva can decide arbitrarily, he doesn't even have to explain. But of course, if the Levi can decide arbitrarily, so usually he decides for the boys. But suppose he decides it, yes, so that's the din the Raise. Mitalia berosna Levi ragdan. Anam dinon, das a Levi, the limistum stomelo yitain rag the boys. Kid Nitalia berzeni. Ukahoma ruled vatero. Avaloi shei kadine biziburies, dafke. Achiuchla balchei litun yefshika konschacham. So really no kashe, how could Ravache by Yaakov have his alkadaitoch even to say Shkeki Yukadil Kamei? After all, the Malve should be able to say Yefshitakonis Chachom. Yefshitakonis Chachom means if as a result of waving the Takonis Chachomim so that the Raise is restored. So true, the Raise is restored. So what does it mean? What is the Raise? Zibur, yes, no. The Raise is, he has to take, the Malve has to take whatever the Levi gives him. Usually Levi gives him Zibur, yes, fine. But here the Levi wants to give him Beinus, he has to take it. So it's not shaykh to say Yef Shetakonis Chachom. It's his svara pshute.
But if he wants to give him Ziburius, how can he force upon him the higher price of the future?
What?
But how can he make a deal with him saying, if you want Ziburius, you have to take the higher price? Is it like a mechira?
No.
I mean,
because no, he can force him to a certain concession. Because after all, the Levi says to the Malvi, you want something special for you. Subjectively, as Rashi explained, why is he interested in Ziburius? Why? It's crazy. After all, Beinus is better than Ziburius because the Ziburius field happens to be contiguous with his field. So it has a special value. Subjectively, objectively, for everybody else, it doesn't have a special value. It has less value. But subjectively, because of this fact, so Mimele, it has special value. So he says, you want to collect something special. I'm not giving you unless you make a concession. It's like in a compromise. Quid pro quo, you know. We find the Gemara in Shaskes. In other words, you want something special, so you make a concession. What you want? That I should give you everything and you nothing. So, but the kashe, the terrors by Nachal David is, Yefshi B'Takonis Chachomim means no aloche that the person can waive takonis chachamim. If there is a takonis chachamim with the vosi of the person, so he can waive it, if through the waiver that the raisa is restored. But suppose if through the waiver that the raisa is restored, and according to the raisa, the malve has to take whatever the levi gives him. The levi gives immediate beinenes. He has to take beinenes. It's not shayach to say he has to be takonis chachamim.
But the levi can't say, instead of giving me $500, why don't you give me $1,000? I mean, if you want cash, so I want you to give them more.
The levi cannot say yet in the country. So this is what the levi says. The levi says to the malve. The levi says to the malve, actually, you are entitled to $1,000, but this Sada Zibui is for you is worth more than $1,000. I mean, every reasonable person would be willing to give extra for a field because it has the advantage of being contiguous with another field. It doesn't have any special advantage for anybody else, but for this person, it would have special advantage. So in other words, you want to collect something that has a greater value than what you are entitled to collect. You are entitled to collect the business field. That doesn't have so much value subjectively as this, because that field is far away from your field. You won't be able to use them together, so you'll be knocked out. You'll have to, when you use that field, you can't use this field. If you collect from Zibuye, so to minimize your expenses, to reduce all your tirches to a minimum, it has a special value, and every reasonable person would be willing to pay a special price in order to have all these advantages. So he's demanding certain a certain privilege from the malve is asking a special privilege from the malve. Should get something that ordinarily is not entitled. So, mimele, you have to make a concession. So take it at the future price. All right.
The lover can force the malve to take it at the future price.
That's
the price,
right.
In this,
yeah, all right, one second. You want. Now. Elo amar avacha b'ed raviki. Iyike lidmuya liksuva sisho min aminot. Dok suva sisho dine b'zibuyes. Viyomo le iyo havli b'inez bo sopote oma lo iyi shakles ki tine oshkel ki dehashte. Viyolo iyi shakle ki yuke du kamei. Nikol mokim kash. All right, but anyway, you can only apply the principle mentioned by Rabbi in the Braise of Hoyle, but in Shodis Ukromin, Ligabi Ksura Sisho, but Ligabi Nizokin, you can't apply it. So mainly you can't use that principle in order to reconcile the two conflicting psukim. So the question is, how can we reconcile the two seemingly conflicting psukim? You call me Kash. Omarove, call me Oyevle, Nimeitav, Leisevle. So in other words, Meitav means he has to give him the best. So in Subin there is inferior Subin and there is superior Subin. So in Subin he also has to pay the best type of Subin. Well, Meitav Sidei Oksiv, Elo Kiyosar Ahpap, Popev, Ravun, Ravishu, and Berav, Pashu, Kol Mile Meitavu. Dilo Mizdam Hochem, Mizdabin, Mimota Achrite. In other words, mitaltelin, everything is meitav. Why? Why are certain things meitav? Because meitav is people like it more. But if you get subin, so you can sell it and get a price, and with the proceeds you buy whatever you want to buy. So everything has the potential of acquiring the best. Mashenkin karka, you can't, you see. Metaltling, you can take to Australia, you can take to South Africa, you can sell it in any place. If there are no customers here, but in another place, there are customers. But karka, you can't pick up the karka and sell it somewhere else. So in karka, you have idiots, business boys, but in metaltling, everything is made. Now, let's go over the whole Rashi again, because the very shot. Elomar Abai. The Mishkaras of Ruslan, the coil, the Kedimar, the High Gamli, Tils Rabel, how the time. Micho, you saw his bottom come from the same Zeus, whose name is Sarah Spey, and Michel from the same Zeus, little like a Chipopeo, my Sony, to Avonu, the names of his Lanin, Hoyle, the same Zeus, Hosodin, the Slusha, the Zeus Basachas, Harry's the Yetail. So that applies to a real poor man who is on a permanent level, a poor man. So he can take even Mosaim Zuzu at one time. Bizei Yishli Bati
Mosaim Zuzu. Even more than that he could take. He could be more than
Mosaim Zuzu. Shalom Mosaim Zuzu. Aval Nimeitz Lim Kemach and Nitzel Yisron Ad Nechso. Shalom Mosaim Zuzu. Vitake Yisaf Lim Kem Mosaim Zuzu. Ditvei Nipal Gulis Ayla Lil Ma Yishli Mosaim Zuzu. Vavil Ma Vayna Rabbe. Mo Nefshech. I Huz Laareti Dikula Omer Yidei Nam Ezol Badaye. Afil Tuvi Nam Lispe. Why can he only take up to Mosaim Zuz, to make up in Mosaim Zuz, he could take Elef Zuz also, because since everybody slammed, so the price declined. So that means he owns only property that is worth a 100 Zuz. So he's an honor, he's a poor man on a permanent level, so he's entitled to take even Elef Zuz Basach. Aber tu namel is vosh ay achsho fe in shove mesaim zus ut nan hoyle mesaim zus khosodina afel nostli shove elf zus ba sacha site den vi di ak de kirat di kolam everybody's field in that city is the same price but only his because people are taking advantage of him did they hide the dial of nofika zus zolare So that means that his karke is also worth 200 zuz. So that means he's an osher, except he doesn't have a buyer who will give him the full price. But the karke is worth mosaim zuz. So he's an osher. If he's an osher, how is he entitled to take even one penny? He's not even a poor man on a temporary level. The Omama, after putting an analyst play, shall I show his car case of Mosaim Zuz, be in Nisiakra, Nishalakiach near Hirishesum Nisakais, is on the Tishra of Maheshvan, of Yem Tishra Zile, she in Sipiku Zeram Bishishar, Zobin Kidahash the Midi, the Tishra Mishim Distal Zuze, Hilkahoni Lave, the Yitul Shove Elev Diner, Hoyle of Yem Nisin, Shovis car case of a full and yet a permanent level, he's not. Because in view of the fact that we know in Nissan it will be worth 200 Zuz, so this price of 200 Zuz attaches to the piece of land right now in Tishrei. So in other words, from the perspective of the future price, he's an osher. So Mele is not, he cannot be considered as a full oni, because from the perspective of the future price, he's an osher. But since from the perspective of the present prices and only so is like Balabai Shoyin, who is rich and the whole is a rich man, but temporarily he's under dire circumstances, he's poor. So then he has a right just to take like a chikopay to sustain himself, but not to take Elef Zuz. So what does it mean to sustain himself? To take 100 Zuz, after all, he can get 100 Zuz by selling his piece of land, and then he needs another 100 Zuz in order to sustain himself. So he's allowed to take only a maximum of 100 Zuz. So, Hul Chulalmina, where I've shown Hash Mosaim, Hilkach Mashim and Mosaim, Vaini Mechso, that Palgehu Chalimezal Tfilon. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, this price has reference to a noni, not to a noshi. All right, now, lishnachine, we don't have to go over again because that we went over the Rashi. Lishnachine, where is the first Loshna Rashi? Applies the price to a noni, the second Loshna applies it to a noshi. Lishnachine, machinle is my soni ad mercho, lava oni koi, la kolodom, shetzoich moyes limzenes, vohoyole botim sodis ukromim. ונמייצי למכר, אפילו בחוצי דמיין, מאכיל נעשי מייסרוני אשר ישיית לו קרקעי סוף, שיוכל למוכון בחוצי דמיין. נראה, זה לא שיע. He has many bottoms, so these are coming. And of course, if he were to sell them, he will have more than 200 zoos. He'll have a 1,000 zoos, maybe he'll have 10,000 zoos. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. He's an usher, but he has a problem. He doesn't have any flow of cash, you know. Sometimes, you know, you talk to a millionaire, he says, I don't have any cash. You have to give me. So sometimes when I talk to a millionaire, he should give a moderate donation to Yeshiva's Brisk. He says, I don't have any cash. So I said, do you mean, I tell him, do you mean that you want a loan from me? I'll give you a loan. So that happens all the time, you know, that people are rich, but they don't have any flow of cash. They don't have any flow of cash. So Mele here, he doesn't have any flow of cash. Why? He has vineyards, he has fields, he has houses. He can sell them, no, but he'll sell them at a loss. So we don't require him to sustain himself at the expense of sustaining such a loss. So Mimele, he says, Lishtach in the machin, he says, Maisaron ad mechza, Lava oni koya kol odom, she tzorach mois lim zeynes, ve li botim, so this is coming, ve ni meisi lim ki rafil vichotzid meyen, machin li si maisaron, ya she is yakro ka ke izov, she yuchal limochom vichotzid meyen, samon eshach. So what does it mean? Not at chotzid meyen, up to hundreds. If he deals with an oni, so chotzid means, so when the price says machil maisron ad mechzo, it means up to 100 zuz. But if he deals with the oshir, so it doesn't mean up to 100 zuz. In other words, it means we give him so much of the lekachik ropeye so that he'll be able to sell the karke until he'll be able to sustain himself, until the price will be such that he'll be able to sell it at half the original price. Something else? Altogether, it's something else altogether. So the Gemara is the kashe after the tuvenam monefshach. If Yechadam, he used l'arati di kulaume, vidi deinam ezol badaye after the tuvenam elispe. So according to Rashi's first pshat, that he deals with the noni, so what's the pshat after Tuvin Lam Lispe? Then the Tuvin Lam Lispe is descriptive of the kamus, of the money he gets from Lekachik Ropei. Tuve, even 1,000 zuz he can get from Lekachik Ropei. But according to this pshat, second pshat, that he deals, the price he deals with the noshi here, so Tuve Lam Lispe is not descriptive of the kamus, of the money he takes from Lekachik Ropei, but it is descriptive of the eichus. Let's see. Aflu tuve nam lispe, aflu motze lisbune tuve, yeisa mechotzid meyen, lisfele yachi yuchalim kem shavien. So why does the Braise say that he can sustain himself, he can take food from Lekachik Ropei until the prices rise so that he'll be able to sell at half the original price? Let's say the original price was 1,000 zuz of the bottom shodis ekrami. So if he can get $500, so then he can support himself from Lekachik Ropei. Until he can get $500 for the bottom shodis ekrami that originally he could sell for 1,000 zuz. So the kashi is monefshech. If it is zile, arati de kulaunu, vidi deiname zol badaye, that everybody's piece of land in that city declined. So even if he can sell it for $900, why should he be required to sell his property for $900 and suffer a loss of $100? Let him be entitled to support himself temporarily from Lekachik Ropei until he'll be able to sell it without a loss. There's the Gemara's kasha.
Isn't that misfar? Isn't that a little difficult? If the person's an usher and everyone's karka goes down in price, so now the market value of the karka is just lower, so he should have to take a loss. Why should we give him like a chichko?
Okay. So that's why the Nachum Zdovid says Mitzvah Svore, the Rif Pshat is the best Mitzvah Svore. Okay, but listen, you can't argue with Rishayim. Rishayim say they have a good reason. I mean, I can understand it. I mean, whether I would say it, if the Rishayim didn't say it, maybe I would agree with you. But it's not difficult. So in other words, see, of course, that is the terrace on the Nachum Zdovid's kasha. If it had been a situation where the prices of the karkoyes declined permanently, so you know, then you're right. Then Rashi Sekeloshim would agree with you. What kind of a loss is it? Just because at one time, so real estate was worth millions of dollars, so now, let's say, in the south side, so years ago, it probably you could sell a building for $500,000, and now you couldn't even get $100,000. But that's the present price. Here we are talking where temporarily declined. Let's say because, like in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, you know, because of the earthquake, so temporarily he declined so much, no one wanted to pay anything for a piece of land. But in all probability, it's going to rise again. This is what the Gemara means.
But he doesn't have to pay back the like a chicho pay that he collects.
That's a machleket between Rav Lezer and the Chachamim in Pirkei of Pei. I mentioned it at the beginning of the
year.
Same machleket here. In other words, there are two alochas like a chicho pay. A real oni, one who is poor on a permanent level, is entitled to take even at one time thousands, since 10,000 and 100,000 results. But somebody who is not the real one, but temporarily...
One time, you mean from one field, from he goes into one sun.
That's right.
That'll take out there.
So, but there is a lot of balabais, or even mokim. Let's say, Misha Reichman, suppose you have to be in a certain place, and he doesn't have any money, he can't support himself. He's allowed to take like a chicken pay in order to treat whether he'll have to reimburse when he comes back to Toronto. He's a machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Chacham. And we pass like the Chachamim, only Hoyevisha, he doesn't have to reimburse. So here he's not a noni on a permanent level, but he's considered like a noni on a temporary level. So that's why up to Merzo, whatever the pshat is. So here, the Rashi second lotion doesn't apply the Gemara to a case where there has been a permanent decline because of change in section, but because of a special occurrence like the decline that took place in San Francisco real estate immediately after the earthquake. So people were running away, some male later decline, and no probability it will be restored back. Some male, so the Gemara's kasha is suppose because of a special occurrence, so the price of the karke went down from $1,000 to $900. Why should he? Why should he be forced to suffer a loss of $100? Why? After all, it's not going to remain that way. So another 2 weeks, so it will be restored in all probability. So that's why. After two analysis, dozul de kulam nam elodekarate de kulam, but everybody's similar field, is still worth $8,000. But people, they're not fair, so they'd like to take advantage of him. They know that he's running for money, so they either dial in Afrikazuze Zola. So mele, they don't want to pay him. They don't want to pay him $900. So he says, after the port and analyst for it. So he shouldn't be allowed to take anything. So that means that he owns $1,000 in Russia. So let him suffer a loss too. So, and as, since he's an Oshia, he should not even be considered a poor man on a temporal level. What kind of a poor man is? He'll suffer a loss. So he'll suffer a $500 loss. That makes him a poor man. He'll still have 200 Jews. If he'll have 200 Jews left, so he's an Oshia. After poor tenamel is for him. After two men, after much, he's when the two of you say, I'm going to say, בישביין דומאק דיקולאו מבלי פושמידה אפילו פוט נאמע אפילו יוכל מייכון אלא פוט לויליס בליידי פישיהו שנחל דוויטס איפה סטון קאשי says what kind of a pishea is it? It's his fault that he has to support his wife and children. This Nachal Zdovitz lost. But I think pishea who is not to be used in the sense of negligence, you know. Sometimes when a couple has difficulties having children, so the doctor says we have to determine whose fault it is, whether it's the husband's fault or the wife's fault. So if it's the husband's fault, it means that the husband is not such a tzaddik, and if it's the wife's fault, it means that she's not a nice woman. He uses the expression because of him. In other words, that's what he means, Pishea. He doesn't mean Pishea in the same sense as Pishea is used in Bovakame. He is Pishea in allowing Ishea to go out and to be Masik. There it means
neglected.
He's at fault.
Neglected.
But here, Pishea means at fault in the same way the doctor says is the husband's fault. It's his fault, it's not his fault. He has a certain condition. So in other words, what Rashi means is this. If the price of every field of that kind declined, so that means that he cannot sell. He cannot. It's not worth right now. I mean $1,000. But if everybody's field is worth. So, but people, because the prospective customers, they're not nice and like to take advantage. So that means that he can sell. It's worth $1,000. In other words, he can sell it without a loss. But just now, he has a special problem. So he cannot sell it unless at $900. But it means he can sell it just because he can sell it. So suppose he can sell it because he's not allowed to talk now. I mean, he had an operation. So that means that he can take from Lekichi for pay. Special reasons. That's what Tasha means. I feel poor to Nana, I feel in Yochelin, Mechon, Leporte, Lulis, Lady Pesheau. Because it's worth $1,000. And in other words, it's considered alpidin that he can sell it $1,000. But for some reason, right now, no one will give it to him. So what? Some melee, it's considered alpidin that he can sell it without a loss. If everybody has to sell it, so then it's considered that he can sell it at a loss. So melee, he's considered like a poor man and a temporarily. But if everybody can sell it at its real price, but just he not, so that means, so he cannot be considered as a poor man temporarily. He's not a poor man temporarily. He just can do it now. Now he can't use it. So the most at Paul Geu Halmeza. Tveloi, Hilkach, Yochelinke, the Hotzig Mayen, a Machiline is a miser on it, is a dark case. Because the future price attaches to the Karke right now. Vim Huslu Tve is Machilin, the lawyer I've seen with top suit loss. All right, that's Asher's second loss. Now then, let's see the thesis. All right. Ishalein midaitemash, vim tema de ferik as rea, Yishalim bal koche mashma. The comma tane tone yishalim divrablezer viat amret nitas chside shanaka. So because the Gemara mentions the Mishnah in Pei, Balabai Shoeva Mokim Mokim, and he has no food to eat, so then he can take from Lekachik or Pei, or Shiovri Beisei, so Rabbi Lezer says Yishalim, Chachomim Omrim, only Hoyo Beisei Shoh, he doesn't have to pay back. So the Gemara says at first that when Rabbi Lezer says, so the Gemara has the Kashi, because Rav Chisda says that Momin Shein Amazik, Momin Matomis Kuhari, or Amazik, Momin Aniim, Potam Rishalim. Because it's a Momin Shein Litev. There is no chiyuf to pay. Amazik is not mechuyuf to pay Momin Shein Litev. In other words, if somebody is Mazik, Trume, Maise, or Momin Aniim, to whom is he mechuyuf to pay? To whom? To each Oni, to each Kehen, to each Levi, any Kehen. So it's, there is no specific Teveya. So then there is no Chiyuv. Bezdin cannot enforce a Chiyuv where there is no specific Teveya. So the Gemara is the Kashi from Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, so he's late to my lecture. But Yishalim to whom? To Ani. So even though there is no specific Ani, he still is Mechuyev and Bezdin can be lazy. So the Gemara says, no, Yishalim. The Gemara says Yishalim. It means Midrasidis. So the Gemara refutes that. Two reasons. First of all, if Midrasidis, the Chachamim would be Chedik, because Chachamim would be made that there is a Midrasidis for the Osher when he comes home to reimburse the Ani. It wouldn't be so nice not to reimburse. So when Chachamim are Chedik, it means that Rabbi Lezer holds Yishalim, he has to pay. And then another Kashe, the Gemara says, since Rabbi Lezer uses the Osher Yishalim, so Yishalim doesn't mean Midrasidis. So we see from that Gemara here, the Gemara says that Yishalim has the connotation Midaite, and there the Gemara says, Tane Tone Yishalim Divere Bleza Vatamret Midrasidis Shanuka. Yishleima, the Hosom Likoma, Eladiloy Haven Midrasidis, Elabidin Chayev, Veidim Ramatam, the Horekoma, Tane Tone Yishalim. Dear Blazer, Pligger Abunale, the Atamred, one Miller Sidis Lava, Pligger Abunnel, Vlavo Hesor, the Forest. Misha Hoyle bought him, Lumirami bought him Shedorben, dot Lamisakas Pay, in Hivinis, in Lincoln Basin, Kletash Misha. Now, I don't want to go over the tasteless inside because that will take too much time and everybody will have to wait for Minche, but I just want to say briefly that the tasteless has one pshat, which is mamish, like numbness-wise, is substantively, is the same like Rashi's first lashon, except in the Perush Hamileis of Tuve and Purte, there is a difference, but it just mashmo is deoshin. I mean the difference, but it's the same shite as Rashi's first lashon. Then Rav Alfe's shite is altogether different. Rav Alfe's Girsa, Rav Alfe's Shite is the reverse of Rashi's Shite. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so it follows that if it is, especially Rashi's second Lashon, according to Rashi's second Lashon, it follows that if everybody's field declined, so then he's entitled to sustain himself from like a chikro pay until it goes
up again.
And afilu tuve name, so Rashi says, afilu tuve name lispei, so until it goes up again. Of course, afilu motzel is vune tuve yesa.